It is none other than the outfit known as churchmilitant.tv and churchmilitant.com. It might even be .org. Michael Varis. Some of you might recall that back in May of 2015, I interviewed Michael Varis right here on this radio show in the old station and the old country. And we talked about his career, about the church militant, about some of the challenges of doing what it is that he was doing. So I've actually spoken with Varis here on the show. And I didn't find a transcript of the program. Otherwise, I would link to it from today's pile of prep. But I did interview him. And you know what the result of the interview was? Is many of you accusing me of selling out. The end result was you sellout. You're just trying to get in bed with Varis. Yeah, I say that figuratively speaking. You're just trying to glom on to Varis's coattail there. You know that he's this and you know that he's that, blah, 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 blah. And some people that had become friends of mine, or I use the word friends in air finger quotation marks. I can't tell you how many quote friends, close quote friends, I have lost since all of that and things like it transpired back in May. All the things that led to being proclaimed as too Catholic for satellite radio. Back to the and now, how does this tie in? Well, number one, if you watch Church Militant TV, you probably already know this. How are they a fringe right wing group? Somebody explain that to me. How does being dogmatic Catholic, because that's what they are, that's how I perceive them. I'm sure you're going to get hate mail on this. Well, you know what? And I even know who the hate mail is going to come from. So you might as well just save your breath, because I can almost write the hate mail myself. Well, you do know that Varis did this, and you do know that Varis. You do know that E. Michael Jones did this. And yes, I do. Again, are we merciful or are we not? Or are we Pharisees holding ourselves as better than everyone else because we're the only ones that know? I get a kick out of this. And believe me, I fight this all the time. I get a kick out of this idea here that, you know, there's just a few of us. Here, come closer, audience. You know, there's just a few of us around here. You know me, of course, and you. And then, you know, Smithers over there. And, you know, Smathers over there. And, you know, Johnson over there. And you know, the Jones family over there. It's a few of us, you see, that know what's actually going on, okay? And we're so smart, we're the only ones that have it figured out, okay? All the other rubes out there, we're just following along with the heresy and apostasy of Pope Francis. And, you know, they're really bringing the church down. They're really bringing the church down into the ruins here. You know, but don't worry, because we know. Believe me, there are factions out there, people that fancy themselves as we know. And we're the only ones that know. And then they pridefully insist on promoting their "we're the only ones that know" as, because we're the only ones that know, we're the only ones that are worthy. And therefore, because we're the only ones that know and we're the only ones that are worthy, therefore, everyone ought to be doing what we're doing. That's quite a not very Catholic/Christian point of view to a way to look at life in 2017, I might say. And if I've appeared as that in the past, well, then I need to go to confession, and I need to stop doing that. But in any event, there are those out there that hold themselves as these gatekeepers. Well, what are they the gatekeepers of? I mean, folks, think of this. If there is one true God, one true faith, and there is, well, then it would seem to me that there would then be singular definitions of it. And that while opinion can lead men to disagree on certain points, there can be no disagreement when it comes to things that are doctrinal, liturgical, or dogmatic. There may be some minor things that are used in liturgical or dogmatic services or practices or what have you. But you agree principally that the truth of the matter is known, and that we know that you have the truth on your side, and you conform your mind to that reality. What is reality? Conformity of the mind to truth. 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE, our telephone number. Back to Milo. So the reason I bring Voris up is there's one more reason, and that is if you read the USA Today hit piece on the church militant, that's what it's attempted to do. Hey, there's these right-wing wackos out there that are purporting to be Catholic. You need to go nowhere near these people because they're nuts. They're full of it. I mean, the first part of the story reads as though whoever the author is has never does not know. He's been transplanted here from Mars or somewhere, and he does not know anything about this thing called Catholicism. Because some of the things they write, oh, they even have these things called rosaries hanging there that are hanging on the back of chairs in their, quote, chapel, close quote. I'm like, okay, what's so offensive? What's so shocking about that? Anyways. Here's what CPAC said. Matt Schlapp, chairman of the group that would sponsor CPAC, said in a statement Monday afternoon, quote, due to the revelation of an offensive video in the past 24 hours condoning pedophilia, the American Conservative Union has decided to rescind the invitation. The group called Yiannopoulos to further address these disturbing comments, close quote, but defended its original decision to invite him as a, quote, nod to the free speech issue on college campi, close quote. So you invited him because college campuses have been inviting him and people have been turning out in droves to see him again. Was the point to promote conservatism or is the point to sell tickets? If you can't do both at the same time, well, then I would say that whatever you have that you call conservatism is not identifiable and it's not conservative. 844-527-8723. It's Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Crusade Channel, king-size truth from radio-size speakers. We're here every day of the week from 5 a.m. Most of you people don't know this, but if you want to catch the early edition of the show, we rebroadcast the first hour from the previous day at 5 a.m. it begins, and many people don't catch the first hour anyways. So the show actually starts at 5 a.m. and goes all the way to 11. That's 6 hours of El Jefe, dude. And the easiest way to get us is through our app. Go to the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store and you download the app for free. Just search for Veritas Radio Networks. Matter of fact, if you start searching for talk radio or Catholic radio or anything of the sort, a new ad campaign with iTunes called Search Ads should place our app in the top 5 in search parameters. So hopefully we'll see some new people downloading the app and bringing some new and fresh members and listeners into the fold here. but you can send the link around to friends and family. I send an email out on Friday to our entire mailing list, and I ask also that if you're not on the mailing list, please get on it. It's easy to do. Don't cost nothing. It's free of charge. Go to MikeChurch.com, my website. On the bottom of the homepage, you'll see the sign-up form. Or on the right-hand side of any click-through page where you're like maybe sharing a Red Pill Diaries audio clip with friends or family, then you can sign up for the Daily Republican email newsletter. It's free of charge. Don't cost nothing. And I hope you'll do that today. It's the best way to stay in touch with us and get the Daily Republican, which is chock full of all the good stuff that's in each day's pile of prep and each day's Veritas et Sapientia, plus deals in the Founders Trading Post you won't see anywhere else. They're not advertised. They're only for readers of the Daily Republican. Then after CPAC booted Milo, CPAC organizers had a press conference and a conference call at 1 p.m. on Monday to discuss the controversy and how to address it. According to a GOP source familiar with the matter. The decision to disinvite Yiannopoulos was unanimous and did not even need to be deliberated, the person said. Among those on the call were ACU board members Amy Frederick, Bob Beauprez, Mike Rose, Matt Smith, Matt Schlapp, Becky Norton Dunlop, along with the vice chair of the ACU Foundation, Millie Hallow. The board only learned about the controversial video when it surfaced over the weekend, the source said, and it considered Yiannopoulos' apology posted to Facebook on Sunday night to be inadequate. Again. Look, you claim to challenge the libs and the lefties on their definitions of homosexuality and all this. Why not challenge them on this one? Say, hey, even if the guy does think that, which we don't think that he does, even if he does think, doesn't he have the right to think that? Who are you to tell him who he can and cannot love or who he can fantasize about loving or not loving? Isn't that the entire point of our desperate charge over the cliff of full scale? Everyone must have at least one sodomite relationship in their life. Compliance? Isn't that where we're going with all this? 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. Then Yiannopoulos lost his book contract. Yiannopoulos, a senior editor at the conservative Breitbart News, is no stranger to controversy, but the CPAC's recent embrace of the crusading anti-political correctness provocateur has been discomfiting to some conservatives. Yiannopoulos was banned from Twitter after stirring up online harassment of Ghostbuster star Leslie Jones, and a planned Yiannopoulos event at University of California, Berkeley was recently canceled when protests against him turned violent. By the by, what is missing from all these characterizations of Milo that are in the Politico story? There's no mention of the C word.
The password is Catholic.
There's no mention of the C word. Why, we're not going to gum up our story by mentioning that. And therein lies the ruse. An epidemic of speech suppression has taken place over college campus, Schlapp told the Hollywood Reporter of Yiannopoulos' scheduled appearance after it was initially reported. Milo has exposed their liberal thuggery, and we think free speech includes hearing Milo's important perspective. Now, I've only seen two videos, and I've seen all the videos. I've only seen two of Yiannopoulos' videos. And both of them I would term as what are known as apologetics. Now, it's not to say that he hasn't spoken on other subjects, because I'm certain that he has. As a matter of fact, I know that he has. But the two that I've seen frame him out or make him out to be a Catholic apologist. Now, this rubs many people the wrong way because he won't denounce his own homosexuality. Well, I think that that's part of the shtick there. There's a lot to unpack here, folks. There really is, and I'm trying hard not to make any pronouncements on this, other than to point out the hypocrisy of those that are running the conservative political action conference. Here's my point again: there are dozens of conservative Catholic apologists that are politically incorrect and could speak on any subject the CPAC could have invited as keynote speaker. I'll give you one example, and you know him very well because he comes on this show all the time. His name is Chris Ferrara. Now, I don't think Ferrara would draw the kind of crowd that Yiannopoulos would, but certainly if you unleash Ferrara on a crowd of those people and he had prepared remarks, there would be some major controversy, especially if he went in there and he started talking about liberty, the god that failed, and the fact that conservatism has attached itself to liberty, the god that failed, and does not see the error, the foundational, fundamental error of its ways. And that is, unless you're going to correct the order, you cannot fix the problem. Not that the problem can ever be fixed, again, in air finger quotation marks, because it can't be fixed because we're fallen men. This idea that there's going to be a nirvana or a paradise on earth here simply because we turn a corner is just preposterous. That's not what living the life as a Christian entails. If Jesus didn't have it that easy, why would you think, why do we delude ourselves to think that his followers are going to have it easy? I have a telephone here. The line is wide open. You can drive the proverbial Mack truck through it right now. Call me, 844-527-8723. 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly, kingdude@mikechurch.com. Boy, we're having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 Golden Truth tickets sold during this show today. Now, you see, young Christopher, that's why we come in here with type A flu and suffer through soaking wet clothes with sweat and all this. Back to the story. In a statement posted on the Facebook on Monday afternoon, Yiannopoulos said he, quote, deeply regrets the way his comments were interpreted and stressed that he is horrified by pedophilia. Wasn't he raped as a child by a man? I believe he was. And said he has devoted, quote, devoted large portions of my career as a journalist to exposing child abusers. Sorry, pal, we don't have any mercy in America these days. You said it. People interpreted that way. The judgment pornosphere is ruled. You're done. Get out.